Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. While green energy development in Huron and Tuscola counties has moved on to solar farms, a wind farm project in a different county is now in the beginning stages of development. The construction of a 50-turbine wind farm is being proposed in Sanilac County. There have been requests for a special use permit by River Bend to develop a 24-turbine wind farm in Speaker Township, and then the other 26 turbines will be constructed in Fremont Township. As part of a proposal that will include turbines across both cities, the proposed wind project would also extend into Elk Township with about 1,000 feet of electrical collection line being buried in the town. And another local and regional news for today. The Marlette Community Schools Board of Education will be asking voters in the district to approve a ballot request for the Tuesday, November 4th election. Although the ballot issue will ask for approval of a millage, it is not a millage increase. Voters in the district will be asked to approve renewing the standard non-homestead levy of 18.8324 mills for 6 years to fund district operations for the years 2027 through 2032. If it is approved, the millage would generate about $1.296 million the first year. And per state law, school districts are required to levy that operating millage to fund a district's operations. That millage provides a large part of a district's operation of essential services. The full text of the ballot proposition can be obtained at the administrator's office of the Marlette Community Schools at 6230 Euclid Street in Marlette, or by going to the county's Tuscola website, tuscolacounty.org/elections. Unlike Huron County, Tuscola County will offer early voting from Friday, October the 31st through Sunday, November the 2nd. Residents of the Marlette School District who live in Kingston or Colton Townships can do early voting at the Novesta Township Hall at 3016 North Cemetery Road in Cass City. However, on Election Day itself, Tuesday, November the 4th, voting will be done at the Colton Township Hall from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back? Taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. Fighting for all veterans. Making sure they get the benefits and care they've earned. Rebuilding communities after disaster strikes. And adapting to support today's veterans. Meeting them where they are. The VFW. Still leading. Still advancing. Still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. President Donald Trump says he plans to hike tariffs on imports of Canadian goods by an extra 10% simply because of what an anti-tariff television ad aired by the province of Ontario said about him. The ad used the words of former President Ronald Reagan to criticize U.S. tariffs, angering Trump, who said he would end trade talks with Canada. The Ontario Premier, Doug Ford, said he would pull the ad after the weekend, and it ran during the first game of the World Series. Trump said on Saturday he should have pulled it sooner. Trump posted the news on his Truth Social platform as he flew aboard Air Force One to Malaysia. And another national and international news. Hurricane Melissa has strengthened into a major Category 3 hurricane, unleashing torrential rains and threatening to cause catastrophic flooding in the northern Caribbean, including Haiti and Jamaica. Melissa became a hurricane on Saturday and then intensified rapidly into a major storm. U.S. forecasters have issued a hurricane warning for Jamaica and say Melissa could further strengthen into a Category 4 storm. Melissa has centered about 125 miles or 200 kilometers south-southeast of Kingston, Jamaica, as of late Saturday night, and about 280 miles or 455 kilometers west-southwest of Port-au-Prince, Haiti. It had maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour, according to the Hurricane Center. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.